Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street.
Home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bella Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bella Braddock. And today, what to wear outside of the parks at Walt Disney World.
Yes, we call it Disney Resort Wear. And you know, there's a lot of attention, a lot of blog posts and videos, and we talk about it ourselves with respect to what to wear in the parks at Disney World and what to pack. But what about the rest of the time?
I mean, I know everyone always likes to talk about what's there to do outside the parks. You don't need to spend this much time in the parks and this and that. But then they seem to forget that all of that stuff exists and never tell you how to plan for it, because there's lots of different options for what you can do that require different outfits and different stylistic choices.
And in some cases, there are even rules.
Oh, yeah.
This is Disney, after all.
Lots of places with dress codes.
Yes, with some dress codes to consider. So, unless you're one of those people who pound the parks all day and come home and then go straight to bed, there are a few things to consider for non-park outfits at Walt Disney World. You know, for many guests, it's going to be one and the same. They'll put on one set of clothes in the morning, and then that's what they'll wear all day long, no matter where they go or what they do. And if that's you, this episode is not for you.
Yes. And clearly, those people have never been children obsessed with concert movies, because let me tell you, lots of changes are required.
If you like to dress for the occasion, or even if you don't, and you just don't want to wear your sort of sweaty park clothes to dinner, especially if you're having a table service dinner, then there are a few things to consider that come into play for non-park days at Disney World. So let's jump into it.
I mean, I would always say, as a rule of thumb, have at least one nice outfit with you, even on a Disney vacation.
Yeah, and I don't know. So if you're into style as much as you are in terms of outfits, then yeah, at least one. But even if you're not, if you're someone like me, but I still don't like to wear the same thing necessarily to dinner that I wore in the parks, because it feels sort of gross.
But right? I would always say have a nice outfit, even if you're not necessarily into style. You never know what circumstances are going to appear. What if something goes wrong and you need to like not be in the bubble for a second and you only have your Disney park t-shirts?
And even if you're a guy like me who's not a nice outfit, but I would say a nicer outfit.
You wear collared shirts.
No, I was going to say a nicer outfit than just a t-shirt. And, you know, because I'll wear different shorts sometimes to the parks because, you know, if it's hot and you're walking around and they're lighter, right? But
yeah,
when you're going out to dinner, yeah, especially if it's air conditioned, I mean, that's a whole other consideration.
Yeah. And I get it, lots, like 90% of your outfits are going to be Disney themed and park themed. Obviously, that's why you're here. But if you're going out for dinner, you know, even at somewhere like California Grill or just a nice resort within the hotel, you might want to dress up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying that Disney parks, you consider function over fashion, which is what I do, your Disney resort wear actually flips the script on that, right? It's more about fashion over function in a way. Not crazy, but you have a little bit more leeway to sort of, yeah, really dress a little bit nicer.
Well, I like to dress to the theme of the hotel.
Now, unless you're dining at Victoria and Albert's, you won't have to consider a very specific dress code when packing. But depending on when you plan, what you plan to do and what time of year it is also, it's worth putting a little thought into your attire for outside of the parks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% sure about mini golf, but I know for foot golf, you have to have a collared shirt and things like that. So if you are thinking that's something that you might want to do, something in that sort of area of world, you do need a nicer outfit to be able to do that. You can't just stroll in wearing whatever there is a dress
code. Yeah, and that's a lot of things people don't consider. So definitely check for golf, foot golf, or anything in those golf resorts, check the Disney Golf website, because there are dress codes like that. And not only for that, let's say you're going horseback riding.
Yeah.
If you're going horseback riding at Fort Wilderness, you can't go in flip-flops, I don't believe. So you need to think about what clothes you want to wear on a horse saddle as well, right? If you're only bringing skirts, might not be the best thing.
Yeah, I don't think they let you ride saddle side, so just prepare for that.
Yeah, so in addition to just style, there are functional things outside the parks, and sometimes they're dress codes, sometimes they're depend on what you're doing.
Yeah, and you know, water parks, they do usually like you to be wearing a bathing suit. I kind of expect that there.
Yeah. So let's talk about resort.
Keep that in mind.
You know, resort wear is everything from walking around your resort hotel or browsing the shops or just chilling in the afternoon, or if you're going to Disney Springs or any of those types of things outside the parks where you're not in lines, in the heat, getting hot, getting sweaty, running around, chasing your kids, chasing yourself, whatever it is. It's a different set of clothing. So for men, this is as simple as a nicer pair of shorts. And like you said, what I like to do, a button-up collared short sleeve shirt or a couple of those. That's a great simple way. And you can wear that just about anywhere except for like Victoria and Albert's and be comfortable and in style at the same time and feel clean and refreshed after a park day.
Yeah, I think it's always nice to have a little bit of something extra because a lot of restaurants, you won't feel too overdressed. Like any table service restaurants, I say that would fit nicely. Whereas if you're just wearing a t-shirt, you might feel a little bit out of place because lots of people do like to put on even like a slightly nicer sundress or women, not like a semi-formal dress, not like for a work event, but anything that's just slightly above, you know, like flowy linen sundress will be nice, I think.
So I was going to say, what is the women's version of the short sleeve button up collared shirt and a nicer pair of shorts? A sundress or other things like that?
Well, a sundress, like one notch up. I mean, like there's different levels of sundresses. It's a very broad, that's like saying a shirt. You know what I mean?
I don't see a lot of sundresses in the parks, actually, with the exception of perhaps Epcot.
I was going to say not really in the parks. Except if you're at, you know, Royal Table or Monsterful or stuff like that, then people do tend to dress nicer. But even like, you know, a blouse and a skirt, things like that, just nice little pieces that dress it up. Even if you have like a nice pair of shoes and you throw them on, that'll dress up a look. Or if you wear a nice dress and running shoes, like you will not catch me walking around Disney World in heels.
Yeah, and another thing is bottoms. I don't do this, but I know there are some people who like long pants, whether they're jeans or pants or whatever, in the evenings. And you can still do that at Walt Disney World and most times of the year, except for maybe July and August when it's super hot and it would be uncomfortable, unless you're inside all the time.
Yeah.
So that's another thing to consider. The point is when you're packing, the focus is always on the parks, right? But remember, there's a whole other world out there.
I'm a dress to theme person for myself. Whenever I'm staying at a resort, I consider that. So if I were to stay at, you know, Beach Club or Yacht Club, it would be more of like a coastal vibe. Grand Floridian, maybe a little bit nicer. Polynesian, throw in some Hawaiian prints. I always like to dress on
theme. What would you say then for contemporary Bay Lake Tower?
Ugh. That's not a theme.
I know. That's where everybody trips. Like, but still, that's just modern, right?
Personally, I go modern or, no offense, like basic and boring, like plain colors like tan, beige, white. Like,
yeah, that would suit the,
that's
that
very
suits the vibe.
Plain. Still like nicer if you're going to, you know, California Grill or things like that. But definitely more of a plain, light blues, things like that. Or if you're going on theme, Incredibles, because they've redone it.
Yeah, I think I'm outside the camp of liking that.
I like the way that they did it. It looks like a modern version.
I wish they mixed it up a little bit more like they do in some other hotels and not like Incredibles or bust. That's what it is right now. They could have had a few other ones. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other modern themed things that might have worked there, but I don't even know why the Incredibles... You know, what is the Incredibles in contemporary? I don't see the link, I guess.
Like, the
personally.
Incredibles is set in the 60s.
Yeah.
It went very hard. Although, personally, I do get that 60s to 80s vibe for
actually,
the contemporary.
If you look at it that way, it does make sense because the contemporary opened in 71, but it was basically designed in the 60s.
I was going to say, between the 60s and the 80s is kind of the dress styles that I picture when I picture dressing for the contemporary, even though they like to claim it's all, you know, nice and modern.
Well, it's contemporary and contemporary in terms of sleek lines and all that stuff, which it has aged well, I have to say. It still looks sort of retro contemporary.
It's just like a nice version of Pop Century.
People just don't like it because it's not overly themed, but that's okay. You know, not everything has to be so immersively themed.
Well, everything. I mean, now Disney loves to pump their characters everywhere. So if you have a little one that likes to dress up, if you're staying at the Poly, maybe go more Moana. If you're staying at the Contemp, Maybe they want to be violet. Just things like that to consider. The different resorts that are now theming very character-wise, or, you know, the Grand with Mary Poppins and everything. If you want to dress up as your resort's character, I think that'd be really cute.
So I think to sum it all up, the point here really is, while the focus is so often entirely on packing for the parks, there truly is a whole other world out there. And whether it's everything we've been discussing, your sort of hotel, or whether it's what you want to be comfortable in at night, or whether it's feeling good and refreshed because you're not wearing the same clothes you wore all day, whatever suits you and your style, think of bringing clothes that are not the clothes you're going to wear in the parks, but the clothes you're going to wear outside of the parks. It could also be sports activities, everything we've talked about. And you'll be happier for it. I think it just, you know, a change of clothes feels good. It just sort of wash away the sort of sweaty, stressful park day.
I always love like having a shower and changing into nice clothes and going out for dinner. I always think it's a bit of a fun time. Even if you don't do it every day, even if you have like one nice-ish dinner on your last night, I still think it's a good time.
Yeah, I agree. So there you go. That is Disney resort wear and what you should consider outside the park. So look at your calendar in a whole new way and then pack accordingly. Doesn't mean you have to overpack. It just means you pack smarter.
I always overpack. Don't come to me for advice on how to not overpack. I am not your person.
All right, everyone. That is it for this week. Thank you, as always, for listening. Follow along on social media at 1923 Main Street. We'll see you again next week and have a magical day.
Bye-bye.